it's the world's weirdest media coincidence. CNN was planning its announcement about Lemon, Fox was planning its announcement about Carlson, and they just happened to crash into each other at the exact same hour. The Carlson news is so much more surprising. Nobody saw that coming. Don Lemon, on the other hand, you know, he had been rumored to be on thin ice at CNN for the better part of a year, or since new management came in. By the way, full disclosure, the same management that ended my show last summer. So Lemon was moved to the mornings. He had a new chance on the morning show, but remained controversial. And we don't exactly know why he was terminated today, but we know it was very swift. We know he will not be back on the air to say goodbye, and neither will Carlson.
Well, let's talk a little more about Carlson, because he was Fox's number one guy. How much do you think the Dominion voting systems case played in this, and some of what would have been his testimony had it gone to trial?
I think this is related to Dominion, but not maybe in the way people think. In the Dominion lawsuit, Carlson was not one of the biggest bad guys, so to speak. He was not one of the biggest defamers of Dominion. That was Maria Bartiromo. That was Jeanine Pirro, Lou Dobbs. Carlson actually was sometimes pushing back against the voter fraud lies. However, in the discovery process, Dominion gained access to so many emails and messages, so many text messages. Some of them were pretty embarrassing for Tucker. Remember the one that came out that said he called Donald Trump a demonic force, a destroyer? That stuff came out in public, but there's a lot more that did not get out in public. There's a lot more that was redacted. In other words, Fox executives, they were able to read Tucker's private messages, but the world has not read them yet. Nobody out in public has seen them. So I have a feeling, I have a very educated guess, that whatever Tucker was texting, whatever came out through that discovery process, ultimately led to his dismissal.
Speaking of educated guesses, do you have one on what's next for Tucker Carlson?
Well, he's been so quiet for more than 6 hours, which is not like him, right? One of the world's biggest loudmouths has been muted. I think he's taking his time to figure out exactly what to say and how, because he has so many options in front of him. Remember, there were even rumors about him running for president in 2024. Now, I don't think he's going to do that. He actually could be more powerful out on the outside, telling the president what to do. That's what he did with Donald Trump. But I do think he's going to have no shortage of options. This was something that nobody saw coming, but Tucker Carlson, you know, he was increasingly separate from the rest of Fox. His conspiracy theories on his hour were not being repeated the rest of the time. He was almost like an island unto himself, and now he can go take that island somewhere else.